American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town. There's a cancer called crime in our cities and an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Put an end to the gangs and the drugs in the streets. And the fact that the bad guys most always go free, that is wrong. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, and take all our money and send it abroad.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller. We'll be with you live for the next 2 hours on this 22nd day of March, 2005. Program airs Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m., and that is Central Time, folks. Many ways in which to listen to this broadcast, AM, FM, satellite, internet, rbnlive.com, shortwave, 12160 first hour, 99.85 the second hour. We are going to have a guest on today. He is an attorney living in England. He is an Iraqi. And with him is going to be his brother that has just come back from Baghdad. So we're going to do this for 2 hours, folks. This is the most unconscionable thing that I have seen the United States government do in quite some time, except what they have done to their own people. Of course, they don't think like that. So we're going to get into this issue about Iraq, the illegal, unconstitutional war that Congress decided to give up its war-making powers and hand them over to the ascended king for his preemptive wars around the globe. Now, this sets a precedent for the presidential office, the Oval Office. George Bush is going to be gone in a couple of years. Who's going to be his successor? Doesn't matter. Does it really matter who it's going to be? But the precedents are being set in the Oval Office right now. Do you think when George Bush leaves office on his second term that the war of aggression on just about half the planet is going to stop? No, it's not. Do you think the PNAC people that have been cobbling up to George Bush are going to be going away? No, they are not. They are firmly entrenched in Washington, D.C., and they're not leaving. So we'll bring our guest here on in a couple of minutes, right after the top of the hour break, and we'll be discussing such things as the weapons of mass destruction that were not there. The gassing, has Saddam Hussein gassed his own people? Have I seen any evidence of this? I have not. Torture. Here's another issue. The ACLU came up with an interesting item here that through an executive order that George Bush authorized inhumane interrogation methods against detainees in Iraq. This comes from an FBI email. So we'll also discuss that in this program today. Torture's good, folks. It's an expedient way to get information. But, of course, the people doing the torturing are fully aware that the torturee torturing the torturer, or the torturer torturing the torturee, he's liable to say anything to get out of the hot seat and save his skin. Torture is a good thing, folks. The President of the United States thinks so. Wonder how he would feel if he was being tortured in a foreign country right now. We'll be back right after this.
We My doctor was truly amazed at the improvements my heart showed after my heart attack. Thank you, Cartavite.
I was having a hard time breathing and had to rest in the afternoons, but since Cartavite, that's all changed now.
I've had chronic fatigue for 12 years now and decided to try Cartavite. Boy, it's improved my energy dramatically.
Cartavite.
We all use Cartavite.
Ladies and gentlemen, Heartdrop 2000 presents Cartavite. Cartavite is an all-natural supplement which is made up of our own special blend of herbs gathered from many different parts of the world, specially designed to improve your health. Come on and care about yourself just a little more with Cartavite. You can find more information at www.cardovite.us or call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822.
Cartavite is a natural thing. You've never seen. It makes you feel good.
Did you read this? Chicago just became the murder capital of America.
I don't understand. It's been a felony to have a gun since 95. I thought that was supposed to prevent murders, not increase them.
Criminals will always find a way to get guns, while the rest of us are just left defenseless.
Chicago authorities have seized over 75,000 firearms since 1995. And now, Chicago's murder rate is twice as high as New York City. Tonight, while you're asleep, criminals will be at work.
Not in Kennesaw, Georgia. In 1982, our city passed a law requiring every household to have a gun. It terrified the criminals, and our violent crime rate is now 75% below the national average. We sleep well here in Kennesaw.
Americans who own guns prevent over a million violent crimes every year and save lives. Get the facts. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
At 11:40 p.m. on April 14, 1912, while plowing recklessly through an ice field, the HMS Titanic collided with an iceberg. 2 hours later, she was resting on the bottom. Today, you are in a similar ship, the USS America. She, too, is plowing through history, promoting reckless fiscal and monetary policies amid tides of terrorism that threaten our security. And there is a storm brewing as if even nature was against us. Like the Titanic, we are on a course with a similar destiny. What are you going to do? Hop aboard a well-provisioned lifeboat with Ready Reserve Foods. Contact Ready Reserve Foods and ask how you can prepare your family with the basic survival needs. Call 1-800-453-2202 for great-tasting dehydrated foods that require no refrigeration and keep preserved for years. Call 1-800-453-2202 and stock your lifeboat.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Boy, I just hate when this happens. A guest is a no-show here. We've got to call into Saba al-Mukhtar, and he's an attorney in London. And his brother just hit town yesterday, and that being in England, fresh back from Baghdad. Hopefully, he just got the time wrong over there. So we'll be hoping to hear from Saba al-Mukhtar in hopefully in this hour. If not, you know, maybe we can get him up next hour. Boy, and I have no other show here prepared, folks. What is a talk show host to do? Yeah, you can't dance. You can't. Well, I could sing and dance, but I don't think people would appreciate that much. At any rate, we'll be on the lookout for him. Well, I might as well cover some of the information that I was going to talk about during the interview that's not going to take place, at least right away here. The ACLU, yes, I know it's my card-carrying communist friends. Newly obtained FBI records called Defense Department methods torture express concerns over cover-up that may leave FBI holding the bag for abuses. A document released for the first time by the American Civil Liberties Union suggests that President Bush issued an executive order authorizing the use of inhumane interrogation methods against detainees in Iraq. Also released by the ACLU today are a slew of other records, including a December 2003 FBI email that characterizes methods used by the Defense Department as torture and a June 2004 urgent report to the director of the FBI that raises concerns that abuse of detainees is being covered up. These documents raise grave questions about where the blame for widespread detainee abuse ultimately rests, according to Executive Director ACLU Anthony D. Romero. Top government officials can no longer hide from public scrutiny by pointing the finger at a few low-ranking soldiers. And that's exactly what they've been doing. You know, folks, when you saw those news stories, especially the female, I forget her name here at the present time, but did you actually think that these people were torturing prisoners and they didn't have okay of their superiors? Anybody that thought that, well, you're not thinking. The documents themselves were obtained by the ACLU and other public interest organizations after they filed a lawsuit against the government for failing to respond to a Freedom of Information Act. The two-page email that references an executive order states that the president directly authorized interrogation techniques, including sleep deprivation, stress positions, the use of military dogs, and sensory deprivation through the use of hoods, etc. The ACLU is urging the White House to confirm or deny the existence of such an order and immediately to release the order if it exists. The FBI email was sent in May of 2004 from on-the-scene commander in Baghdad to a handful of senior FBI officials, notes the FBI has prohibited its agents from employing the techniques that the president is said to have authorized. Another email dated December 2003 describes an incident in which Defense Department interrogation experts at Guantanamo Bay impersonated FBI agents while using torture techniques against the detainee. The email concludes, if this detainee is ever released or his story made public in any way, DOD interrogators will not be held accountable because these torture techniques were done by FBI interrogators. The FBI will be left holding the bag before the public. The document also says that no intelligence of a threat neutralization nature was garnered by the FBI interrogation, and that the FBI's Criminal Investigative Task Force, the CITF, believes that the Defense Department's actions have destroyed any chance of prosecuting the detainee. The emails? The author writes that he or she is documenting the incident in order to protect the FBI. The methods that the Defense Department has adopted are illegal, immoral, and counterproductive, according to Jameel Jaffer, staff attorney at the ACLU. He says, it's astounding that these methods appear to have been adopted as a matter of policy by the highest levels of government. The June 2004 urgent report addressed to the FBI director is heavily redacted. That's only to protect the guilty. The legible portions of the document appear to describe an account given to the FBI's Sacramento field office by an FBI agent who had observed numerous physical abuse incidents at Iraqi civilian detainees, including strangulation, beatings, and placement of lit cigarettes into detainees' ear openings. The document states that, and this part was redacted, states that, and I'll just read redacted, was providing this account to the FBI based on his knowledge that, redacted, were engaged in a cover-up of these abuses. The release of these documents follows a federal court order that directed government agencies to comply with a year-old request under the Freedom of Information Act filed by the ACLU, the Center for Constitutional Rights, Physicians for Human Rights, Veterans for Common Sense, and Veterans for Peace. The New York Civil Liberties Union is also co-counsel on the case. Now, other documents released by the ACLU include an FBI email regarding DOD personnel impersonating FBI officials during interrogations. The email refers to a ruse and notes that all of those techniques used in those scenarios were approved by the Deputy Secretary of Defense. Another FBI agent, account of interrogations at Guantanamo Bay in which detainees were shackled, hand and foot in fetal positions on the floor. The agent states that the detainees were kept in that position for 18 to 24 hours at a time and had urinated or defecated on themselves. On one occasion, the agent reports having seen a detainee left in the unventilated, non-air-conditioned room at temperature probably well over 100 degrees. The agent notes the detainee was almost unconscious on the floor in a pile of hair next to him. He had apparently been literally pulling his hair out throughout the night. An email stating that the Army lawyer worked hard to C-write a legal justification for the type of interrogations they, meaning the Army, want to conduct at Guantanamo Bay. An email noting the initiation of the FBI investigation into the alleged rape of a juvenile male detainee at Abu Ghraib prison in Iraq. An FBI agent accounts of an interrogation at Guantanamo, an interrogation apparently conducted by Defense Department personnel, in which a detainee was wrapped in an Israeli flag and bombarded with loud music and strobe lights. Sounds like Waco, Texas. An ACLU and its allies are scheduled to go to court again this afternoon. Well, they'll seek an order compelling the CIA to turn over records related to an internal investigation into detainee abuse. Although the ACLU has received more than 9,000 documents from other agencies, the CIA refuses to confirm or deny even the existence of many of the records the ACLU and other plaintiffs have requested. The CIA also is reported to have been involved in abusing detainees in Iraq and at the secret CIA detention facilities around the globe. No, the CIA would never torture anybody. Kill them, but torture? The boys like to work too quick. The lawsuit is being handled by Lawrence Lusberg and Megan Lewis of the New Jersey-based law firm Gibbons Del Dio, Dolan Griffinger, and I can't even pronounce this last one. Other attorneys in the case are Jaffer, Judy Rabinowitz of the ACLU, Art Eisenberg, and Beth Hurls of the NYCLU, and Barbara Oshansky and Jeff Fogel of the CCR. So, yeah, folks, we're just torturing people. I mean, isn't that part of the job? Isn't that part of war, to torture people? You know, you're over there in a Hearts and Minds program, right? Well, you're in a Hearts and Minds program. Yeah. So the best thing that you can do is round up the civilian population and torture the snot out of them. That ought to get the cooperation of the populace. What do you think? And do you think accounts like this that leak out, and they do leak out, the word travels fast, that there isn't retaliation? See, this is another thing that people are not talking about. Are a lot of these bombings going on in Iraq right now in retaliation for the way the occupying forces are treating their people in Iraq? Well, I would think so. You know, and you have to take a look. You have to take a look at how the press is spinning this. Now, mainstream television favorite word these days is the word insurgents. You can hear it at least 50 to 100 times a day on TV networks. Iraqi and Afghan citizens are not insurgents. They are people fighting back because their sovereign country has been invaded. We were told Saddam had weapons of mass destruction and none were found. We were told Saddam Hussein gassed his own people, but given no proof. We were told bin Laden brought down the World Trade Center, but given no proof. So ask yourself, who are the real insurgents? This is a classic example, ladies and gentlemen, of mind control. To say nothing of the death and destruction that has been wrought on the Middle East. These terrible people with all these weapons of mass destruction that hate America because we are so free. No, they're beginning to hate America because we're backing the Israelis over there, and the Israelis want to see every Arab dead in the Middle East. That's where our foreign policy is wrong. So we're practicing new foreign policy, folks. We're killing the snot out of civilians. When we capture them, we torture them. Yeah, we're making great strides and headway towards peace in the Middle East, aren't we? I'm sorry. That was another issue. That was the supposed peace that Israel wanted with Palestine. And the only reason they're making these, and I call them token gestures, to pull out of settlements, and they'll reoccupy them again, is Israel has no intention of leaving the Palestinians sitting where they're at right now. They'd like to run them back to Lebanon or Syria or parts unknown. But they don't want them next door to them, and they don't want the Palestinians to have their own homeland. So, again, the United States just kind of backing the wrong thing again, but this time with deadly force.
Are you one of the millions who have trouble waking up every morning? Hit the snooze a few too many times? Need that morning cup of coffee to get you started? Why not put a little spice in your morning with Gano Cafe? Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this great coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb, miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. To get your cup of great-tasting coffee, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Folks, we're back. We have a president and a vice president with oil on the brain, to the extent they virtually let the oil industry, the major campaign contributors, by the way, to Mr. Bush, write the Bush energy policy. Never has there been such a shameful display of pandering to the detriment of us all. And from the policy emerged a war plan and a war policy to pursue that greed and lust for power to absurd proportions. They do not want us to know that Energy Task Force meeting was all about, but within months we suffered a 9/11 attack. We attacked Afghanistan in an already prepackaged war plan. And by February 2002, that big essential, the umbilical cord pipeline they had to have, gave birth to their oil kingdom in the Caspian. That's back in business, folks. Joe in Oregon on a cell phone. Hello, Joe.
Yeah, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Yeah, good afternoon. I just, for some reason, it escaped me his name. The colonel that was the U.N. weapons, the U.S. Marine Corps colonel.
Scott Ritter.
Weapons. What?
Scott Ritter?
Yes, Scott Ritter. I've heard two interviews with him on Irish National Public Radio, and they put him up with a moderator against a neocon. And both times that I've heard those shows from Ireland, where I think he's living now, because of all kinds of harassment, I think, that he got, is what I read somewhere on the Internet. But he has handled it excellent. I mean, he just melted the neocons. They couldn't stand up to his hardcore facts of having been a weapons inspector there for 5 years. He just made them look like mush and liars that they are. I would hope that maybe you could get him on the show. And I had also mentioned last week to you about Thomas W. Chittum, who wrote Civil War II. I'd really like to hear his perspectives on what's going on right now. It's really a horrible situation. It's like America's almost, it's gone.
Well, and it is. It's sometimes, Joe, it's hard to figure out exactly how they're benefiting with this. It's an oil campaign. It's about control. It's about doing
much more than oil. It's much, much more than about oil.
And it's about, I was just going to say, it's about the roadmap for peace for Israel, which is the destruction of just about every Arab nation that surrounds them.
Yeah, all the surrounding areas of that country, they know how peaceful they are. You know, I still haven't forgotten those 274, I think the number was 274, 284, the Marines were blown up in Beirut, and the actual causes and what led to that attack on them, and also that they weren't warned about it. And at the time, I don't want to get into that, but the thing is, Thomas W. Chittum has a website. Can I say it on the air?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, it's firebaseskull.com. And again, that's firebaseskull.com. He has a sense of humor, as you can see it on his mild site. His site is mild. But, you know, this is a tragedy of epic proportions that we're into right now. But like I always tell my friends, you know, this is really this is the consequences of the Spanish-American War and World War I. It's all led right up to where we're at right now. And, you know, have you ever heard of Dr. Edwin M. Wright?
No.
Is that a yes?
No.
Oh, well, at the TrubinLibrary.org, that's the presidential library, if you look in the oral history section on the right-hand side of the page at the TrubinLibrary.org website, you go into the oral history section and you go under the W's for Wright, W-R-I-G-H-T. Now, he died in 77, but he wanted this interview to be transcribed for posterity. And I think that little interview that's transcribed there will explain clearly why we're in the mess we're in and what he tried to do and other patriots that were in our government at that time. And he served three administrations. And it's Edwin M. Wright, and you'll find him in the oral history section at the TrumanLibrary.org. And one other question.
Yep.
I was wondering if you could ever get an interview with Dr. Kevin McDonald.
What is Kevin McDonald's?
Well, if you'd like to, have you ever heard of Dr. Kevin McDonald?
No, I have not.
Well, if you type the preface, he wrote a book. There's actually a trilogy, but this is fascinating, incredibly clearly, succinctly written book called Culture of Critique. Now, it may sound like it's some kind of fuddy-duddy intelligentsia book by its title, but believe me, it is concrete. Seven-sack concrete. It's incredibly hard and clear and very scholarly in the Webster's definition, but not highfalutin, doesn't go over your head. And if you type in preface to read the preface of the book, type in preface, Culture of Critique, and you'll get it on Google by just typing in preface, Culture of Critique.
All right. Well, I appreciate the call, Joe. I know.
You're welcome. Bye.
Thank you. Appreciate it. 800-313-9443. We'll wait. Await my guest today, Saba al-Mukhtar, and his brother, fresh back from Baghdad. Oh, boy, some of the stories I'm sure they could tell if we could get them on this program. 800-313-9443 is the number. We'll continue with the news and the views right after this.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio. Only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
At 11:40 p.m. on April the 14th, 1912, while plowing recklessly through an ice field, the HMS Titanic collided with an iceberg. 2 hours later, she was resting on the bottom. Today, you are on a similar ship, the USS America. She, too, is plowing through history, promoting reckless fiscal and monetary policies amid tides of terrorism that threaten our security, and there is a storm a-brewing as if even nature was against us. Like the Titanic, we're on course with a similar destiny. The question is, what are you going to do? Hop aboard our well-provisioned lifeboat with Ready Reserve Foods. Contact Ready Reserve Foods and ask how you can prepare your family with the basic survival needs. Call 1-800-453-2202 for great-tasting, dehydrated foods that require no refrigeration and keep preserved for years. Preparedness never made more sense than it does today. Call 1-800-453-2202 and stock your lifeboat.
Today, the media is flooded with reports of everything from antibiotic-resistant supergerms to the possibility of a dangerous cold and flu season. What will you do to keep you and your family healthy and safe? There is now a scientifically proven alternative with 7 years of clinical studies called Super Silver Solution. Super Silver's combination of supercharged silver and oxygen has been proven to kill hundreds of bacteria and to be at least up to 300% more effective than any other silver product on the market. Super Silver is the only patented silver product scientifically proven to kill the germs that cause colds, flus, sinus, eye, ear, and respiratory infections, and many more, yet completely safe for everyday use by children and adults of all ages. Call International Health now for a complete information pack with CD at 800-974-1879. Let the power of supercharged silver protect you and your family. That's 800-974-1879. We're so sure it works. In fact, we guarantee it. Call 800-974-1879 or visit supersilver.net.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
You know, to say nothing about the refugees that we've created, just in Afghanistan alone, folks. And of course, this is a country that was a real threat to the United States. President Bush and Prime Minister Tony Blair created 5 million refugees with the U.S.-led military occupation of Afghanistan in late 2001. 5 million people were forced to flee their homes and relocate in Pakistan. I'm sure the Pakistanis are just loving that. 2.5 million refugees have returned home from Pakistan since the occupation began. According to the United Nations, it will take 3 years for another 1.8 million men, women, and children to return home. And let's not forget, folks, and I'm sure there was a deal struck. See, the Taliban over there, these evil Taliban people, you know, that the CIA helped fund and to fight the Ruskies when they were over there in the late 70s and into the 80s. The Taliban wanted to get rid of all the opium, all the poppy fields. So what do? We wage a war on the Taliban, and guess what's happening in Afghanistan, folks? Record opium crops. A lot of that heroin going over to, places like Sarajevo. Well, we went over there to clean up the mess, and there's more prostitution, crime, and drugs on the street. More dead people. 700 churches bombed to smithereens. Kind of like a Fallujah operation. Yes, the United States is well-loved around the world. Let's go back to the phones. Lori in North Carolina. Hello, Lori.
Hi, John. How are you doing?
Good.
I want to ask you a question about the Constitution.
Yes.
I've asked a lot of people this question, and nobody seems to be able to answer it for me, so hopefully you will. If the Constitution itself is made up primarily of lawyers, Freemasons, and politicians, how do you get a near-perfect document from a group of people like that when you know they haven't changed any over the years?
Well, there, George Washington, I've read the information on George Washington. George Washington was a Freemason.
Mm-hmm. So was Benjamin Franklin, a Grand Master of a lodge.
There, yes, he was. But toward the end of his life, George Washington denounced the Masonic lodges. And that question has been brought up many times. There has been criticisms about the Constitution that people have suggested that they intentionally created loopholes in it.
That's what I think. I think that it was a prelude to this, even back then, because we know Simon or Adam Weishaupt was around at the time this was being drafted.
But if it weren't for the efforts of somebody like Thomas Jefferson that insisted that there's amendments added to that Constitution specifically to protect the people, I look at this as it's a great start. That's what I've always referred to it as.
Oh, it's a perfect world scenario, basically.
Well,
we're going to give you the best of the best here.
Well, what it did was it allowed people to operate freely, go
mm-hmm.
unencumbered.
Mm-hmm.
There was no licensing agents or regulatory bodies back then. We didn't have a nation of what? How many millions of laws are on the books right now? 5-6 million laws. Who knows?
Right.
You can't breathe in this country anymore without having a license or permission to do so.
Absolutely.
But this is not, I don't believe, what these people, these were the people of the day that had knowledge and had a certain amount of power. And coming out of that, I think that you're going to have not 100% pure motivations. There might have been some people there that had other ideas, but by and large, out of all the constitutions or documents from other countries that I've ever read,
mm-hmm.
we had a good start here.
I would say it was probably a good start, and it was probably a very, like I said, you know, a perfect world scenario. This is the best we can come up with. This is the best we can hope to achieve as being people. But I don't think the mindset of lawyers and politicians have changed since 1776. I don't see how it could, because you have to have a specific mindset to be a lawyer. You have to have a specific mindset to be a politician. And you definitely have to have a specific mindset to be a Freemason. You just do. I mean, you have to have a specific mindset to be a radio talk show host.
Yeah, or so I've been told.
you have to, as a car salesman, anybody.
Yeah.
But the thing about it is the fact that here's where I have a conflict. If we're given the scripture and God has given us everything we need in that book and man comes up with a constitution, if we already have it in scripture, why do we have to worry about, I mean, yes, a constitution because we live in the world and we have to have something. But back in the Old Testament, 1 Samuel, the people demanded a leader. They demanded one, and God said, but you've got me. Aren't I good enough? And they said, we want a ruler. He said, okay, here's your ruler, and this is what's going to happen to you. And it has happened down through time. That's why I can't understand. If people know their scripture, why are they running scared now? Because he told us what was going to happen. He told us what's going to happen. We know in Revelation that all this is going to happen.
But the problem with that is it's real hard to impose Jesus Christ to sit on a board of a corporation.
But we know the corporations are of the devil.
But no, you know, for years and years and years, Lori, I'll give you an example here. How many times have you heard the phrase, the love of money is the, I'm sorry.
The love of money is the root of all evil.
No, money is the root of all evil.
No, it's the love of money.
No, that's not what I'm saying. That's the correct one, but how many times have you heard money is the root of all evil?
Yeah.
Okay. No, it was the love. You're exactly right. The love of money is
mm-hmm.
the root of all evil. There, in order to have societies, you have to have business, you have to have a structure, You have to conduct yourself. You have to have laws.
Oh, absolutely. We're based, everything we're doing now is based on Rome. I mean, what the Romans did, we're basically doing today.
Well, and my, one of my favorite things is to say is take a look at a picture. You know, it's fascinating to me. You know, what do you hear with all the people that want the separation of church and state, which they've convoluted? And this was the part of the First Amendment to the Constitution, is prevent a mandated religion or belief system by the government. It, it had nothing to do with people of faith being in government service or holding public office.
Right.
But that has been convoluted thanks to my card-carrying friends, the communist guys over at the ACLU. But, you know, more importantly, when you say God's law, in this country, you know, most people, they don't even look at the beginning of this country. Who were the... who were the railroad barons? Who were the bankers? Who were the business people? These people, the likes of Getty or Rockefeller or whatever, these people were not capitalists. They were monopolists.
Well, and basically greedy.
Well, and not basically. They were. I mean, they would kill, maim, or run their competition out any way that they possibly could do it. And but most people did not adopt that. When companies started, and we had laws against corporations about gobbling up other corporations and becoming the major shareholder of USA Inc. We had checks and balances against that.
But as people, we tend to outsmart ourselves sometimes.
Well,
it's like with a commune. You can get it together in small groups, but once it grows, what's the first thing to creep in?
Do you know, it's funny you should mention this, Lori, because I was thinking last night, I never go to bed before 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. I just don't.
I know how that is.
If I go to bed before 12 midnight, I should have been born a farmer because I'm up at 4 a.m. and if I'm unlucky enough to go to sleep at 1 o'clock in the morning, I'll wake up at 6 and then try to fall back to sleep. It's strange, but at any rate, I was thinking the other night in one of my quieter moments, part of the problem here is religion. It's not spirituality or a belief system per se. It's control mechanisms. What I see, what needs to be done is for men to quit acting as if they're the end-all, be-all, the entire universe. I'm sitting thinking about this. In a universe that God created without end, here we are on a little tiny speck, and it's probably even more infinitesimal than a speck.
Then we can,
But here we are clinging on to this little dirt ball, spinning around in a universe without end. And we have people that you would think that they themselves were the center of the universe. It used to be that because of spiritual principles that people had a check and balance system for themselves. There was the right and there was the wrong.
Cross this line,
and you know you're not, you know you're in the gray area. What we have also forgotten how to do is to be humble, how to be loving and humble, and to be accepting. That's also what we have forgotten.
Yeah, and that was basically, God had that same problem with his own people. He called them a stiff-necked people, and they would not listen. They would not do what they were supposed to do.
Well,
I think that applies to all of us.
Well, I've always said this. You know, since I'm part of God's grand experiment here, I hope he doesn't just cast me down the lake of fire for asking this question, because I even got thrown out of catechism in Catholic school.
I've been thrown out of a few churches, believe it or not.
Well, I just simply asked the catechism teacher, well, let me understand this. If there was Adam and Eve and God created nobody else, well, then Adam and Eve and their family must have practiced incest.
They had to in order to procreate to a certain number, and then once it was reached, he said no more.
Well, but that that wasn't even a consideration for this catechism teacher.
Oh.
I was summarily tossed out on my ear, but It just demonstrated to me that the people that don't have answers will react in anger, or they will just react and do it nonsensically. But we as a people on this little blue marble in this universe without end, you know, we were all broken up into countries. The system of government we had in this country, we made sure that, okay, well, we had a national government, of course, but we had sovereign states. And in those sovereign states, to break the political process down to the controllable level, we had counties. But see, all this has been thrown out. The Fed's taken all over everything. The states have corporatized themselves. The cities have done the same thing. And it's just business as usual. We're out of the loop of controlling our own destiny here in this country.
But yet this is a timeline. This is something that is supposed to happen. I mean, this is explained to us in Revelation. It's going to happen. Satan is going to do this, and this. Well, he's on a time limit himself. He knows this. But as Christian, or I tend to not like that because that word has been bastardized. But as believers, he says, snatch as many souls out of hell as you can. That's what we're supposed to be about. I think what we're doing is we're getting lost in the details, in the speculation, in the trying to figure it out.
The problem I see it, and I'll break it down in more simpler terms than this, we have a nation of 300 million people that forgot the difference between right and wrong.
Oh, absolutely.
We have a government. You know, I mean, what are kids' heroes nowadays? Some basketball star, some football star. You know,
rock and roll singer
or whatever. Maybe it's a Ricky Williams that played for Miami football team. And well, he doesn't want to play anymore because he can't smoke pot and run down the football field.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's these people that have been hailed as the heroes for our young people. But if you take a look at the infrastructure, you take a look at the power structure as it sits, it is the most corrupt, evil thing that you'd ever want to see. I mean, I'm sure people in this country years ago couldn't even fathom something like that happening here.
But haven't we just transferred from the stone idols, the carvings, to the human idols?
Absolutely.
It's the same thing. We haven't changed at all. I mean, Sodom and Gomorrah, sure, that's going on in Washington, D.C. We know that. I mean, when it gets to a point where little kids are being drugged through the White House and brutalized and taken advantage of, I'm not even going to go further than that. But, you know, and people are just sitting back and letting it happen. They're that's government for you.
But here's the thing. Oh, gosh. Boy, you've opened up a can here.
So,
and I'm glad you did, because these are topics that need to be discussed. I mean, it's more than vital, because any time that you have a culture of what we have in this country, you take a look at this. You take a look at the balkanization or the multiculturalism that's going on in this country. We're becoming like Babylon. By the way, if Hillary has it her way, it's going to be Sodom and Gomorrah in 2008.
You did hear that there's rumblings in the wind that Jeb Bush is going to be thrown into the ring for president.
Well, I mean,
just throw that in.
Well, why not? I mean, we had Daddy Bush for what? We only had him for one term.
I think it's going to be an interesting mix, just to make it, the more information that we get out to people, the more they have to restructure their plan.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll add this in now.
Well, and one of the smiley face, I think probably the least evil of the Bush family is probably Jeb, but
he's a writer of the PNAC, though.
I was just going to say, he's still a Bush.
Absolutely.
You know? And what a coup it would be for the Bush family to have three presidents right in a row.
Not only that, but have you considered this? With the presidents, there is a Tecumseh's revenge. You know that George W. falls into that timeline, don't you? He's due up for it.
Yeah.
If Reagan didn't break it.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't believe in curses, but you can't deny what's happened. It's happened to every single president that's fallen into an odd year.
Well, you know,
presidency.
We're a country, Lori, we're a country that... we're getting exactly what we deserve.
Absolutely, we're the great whore.
Well, but more importantly than that, I mean, we've got these people, and I'll tell you what, the Pat Robertsons of the planet, and I've had people that have given me angry emails for bashing, dear Mr. Robertson. I see these TV evangelists. I don't see them talking about issues that are germane or important to this crumbling society we have today. I don't see them speaking out about the immorality. I don't see them speaking out about the corporate greed. I don't see them speaking out on a lot of different issues. And when you have
those woe unto them.
Well,
to the teachers.
Well, I hope they go to hell.
Well,
I mean, because that's where
they're
going. I'm going to tell you that right now.
Well, the Lord's going to spank them. I can tell you that much.
All right.
Well, do that.
Thanks for your call, Lori. I appreciate it very much. AP in Florida. I guess you're a talk show host out of Florida. What part of Florida and where are you talking at, AP?
Well, I live in Arcadia, Florida.
Okay.
And my radio show is on in Little Rock, Arkansas.
Ah, how did you manage that one?
Oh, well, it's just the right price at the right time, I guess.
Okay, opportunity presents itself, you jumped on it.
That's right. I'm known as the smoking cannon of Little Rock.
Okay.
I was at the Terry Schiavo event here in Pinellas Park, Florida, over the weekend.
Okay, hold that thought. I wanted to get into that issue today because there's been a non-ruling here by a judge. Terrible stuff going on. We'll touch upon that, AP, right after this break. Stay tuned.
At 11:40 p.m. on April 14, 1912, while plowing recklessly through an ice field, the HMS Titanic collided with an iceberg. 2 hours later, she was resting on the bottom. Today, you are in a similar ship, the USS America. She, too, is plowing through history, promoting reckless fiscal and monetary policies amid tides of terrorism that threaten our security. And there is a storm brewing as if even nature was against us. Like the Titanic, we are on a course with a similar destiny. What are you going to do? Hop aboard a well-provisioned lifeboat with Ready Reserve Foods. Contact Ready Reserve Foods and ask how you can prepare your family with the basic survival needs. Call 1-800-453-2202 for great-tasting dehydrated foods that require no refrigeration and keep preserved for years. Call 1-800-453-2202 and stock your lifeboat.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
All right, just a program note, you international shortwave listeners out there, yes, we're back on the good frequencies. You can now hear us in Australia and England and parts in between. Next hour, 99.85 on your shortwave dial. A.P. Smith, your show is the Smoking Cannon in Little Rock, Arkansas.
That's correct, on the big KMTL. It's a great station.
All right. And what do you talk about?
Yeah, I was at the event last weekend, the Terry Schiavo case where they removed her feeding tube. And on Saturday, I got there real early, and I noticed that the police were ready for us. They had snow fences lined up everywhere, and the demonstrators were kind of cordoned off into certain areas only where they could demonstrate. And if you got near the main driveway of the hospice where Terry Schiavo is residing, the police would, if you stepped in there, they would literally snatch you up and arrest you.
Sounds par for the course.
Yeah, it was, and I just wanted to comment that the snow fences that they used were very intimidating to the demonstrators. We had about 200 people there. We only had one person that I know of that was seriously pro-death demonstrating on the other side of the street. I was there when Bo Greitz came up with a glass of water and a piece of bread.
Yes, my grandstanding one, yes.
And he offered this, he walked up to where the police officers were. They had like a big line of police, and he offered the water and the bread. He said, I'd like to bring this in to Terry so that she could have something to drink. And he took one step across the property line, and they just mobbed him. They grabbed him and arrested him, and there were two other men also with Bo Greitz, Leon Ritchie and David Vogel. They both were also arrested. And to get out of jail now, they have to post $250 bond. And it's a very, very sad situation. I've done a lot of coverage of different events for my radio show. This is the first time I've ever seen police cordon off areas like this. I heard that they were doing this at the conventions last, I think it was in 2004.
Right. Yeah, I was at the RNC up in New York City.
Yeah,
people went to jail for skateboarding.
Right.
Yeah.
But at one point, one of the demonstrators got too close to the police line, and again, they apparently grabbed him. At the same time, they blocked the road further down from other demonstrators being able to come into the area. They blocked the road and the sidewalks while they arrested this man, apparently, and put him into their vans. And I walked down to that area where they had the roadblocks, and there were some other demonstrators down there. I wanted to talk to them, and they were very shocked that they weren't able to get into the main area to do their demonstrating. It seems like the police want to control everything now.
Well, it's just for everybody's safety. I mean, the demonstrations that went around this country about President Bush, which you didn't see on the news medias, but the same thing. I mean, we were put in little tiny cages or removed so far away from an event, and they bring their pro people in just to make good TV images. All right.
That's
AP,
correct.
Well, we're out of time here on this segment. I thank you for your call, sir, and good luck over there at KMTL in Little Rock, Arkansas.
All right. Thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you. We'll be back, folks. Take the short break. Be right back. Second hour of the National Intel Report, and I'll get into the Terry Schiavo issue.
The Berkeleit's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleit, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleit is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleit, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.